Hey, we're back again, and we don't have a guest because we're unprepared.
We don't need no stinking guest.
We don't need no stinking guests. Julie's at home with Pat. Pat's at home with Julie. Mike's at home with Carrie, his wife, and his lotion. And the person I was singing about bringing on as a guest, it's probably not the right time. We're still under quarantine. Most of you guys are too.
We're grounded.
And I don't want to expose myself. Not that I care. But yeah, so we're winging this with just Angela and myself. And I just farted in the room and she doesn't like it.
No, I don't, because you're fucking disgusting. So if I pass out and die, it's because of that, not because of any virus.
Yeah, so if the camera stops switching and she stops talking, it's because she was taking bong hits from my butthole.
You're disgusting.
So anyway, this one's going to be a pretty short episode, and we're going to do our best to keep it as entertaining as possible. And if it's not, then you guys are just going to have to fucking wait for the next one. You guys are going to just have to wait for the next one. Because that's what's happening this time. So just to touch base with you guys, I've recently been released from Facebook jail because of Angela.
No, don't blame your shenanigans on me.
She drove me to say something very racist about her.
I did? So you're blaming me.
She did. She posted this thing that said something about putting your nipples out in the open. So I called her a skank ass cracker. And then I got kicked off of Facebook for 24 hours.
That wasn't my fault. That was a perfectly innocent tank top that was a picture of it was posted, and you just decided to go off the wall and comment.
That's not off the wall. That's a perfectly rational response to something like that. No. Just like when I got the first warning from Facebook because she was talking about masturbating with your feet.
That conversation started with you and your friend, and then I had just made a comment about people, what if they wanted to use their feet?
Yeah, because you're nasty like that.
No, I'm just trying to think, because what if somebody only had, you know, feet and they had no arms? They could still use their feet to do that.
See, she's nasty like that.
No, I'm not.
And I got in trouble because I said stank-ass white people are going to end up with athlete's dick. And then I got in trouble for that.
I was trying to be polite.
I'm not sure which one of you motherfuckers on my friends list reported me.
But you shouldn't be on our friends list.
Shouldn't be on my friends list if you're that sensitive, or if it was an automated thing. I'm not sure. But I was under the impression that it was okay to racially assault white people. Just as long as you're not doing it to black people, I thought it was okay. So I don't know how I got put in jail for it, because she's clearly white and deserves it.
I do not.
So anyway, I had to behave for a couple of days so that I could make sure I get this podcast out, because when they kicked me off of Facebook, I can actually still see everything, but I can't post or comment or like or pretty much do anything other than just view. So that also includes the Facebook pages. So I was counting the days, and I was like, well, if I get kicked off for 3 days for saying this, I won't be able to upload this podcast that doesn't have a guest. So it was very much I had to refrain from saying the typical things that I say, and I had to be disciplined and a proper Christian boy.
Christian boy? Oh, God. Good luck.
Shut up.
You shut up. Why are you lying over there?
I haven't done anything wrong for 3 days.
Lie. Haven't done anything wrong on Facebook for 3 days.
What have I done?
All kinds of things. Verbally assault.
Who?
Me.
No, I haven't.
You have to.
No, I haven't.
You have to.
What did I say?
You say all kinds of things.
What did I say?
You know what you said.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
You don't even know what I said.
I do know what you said.
What did I say?
You said all kinds of things.
Give me one.
No, because then you can get kicked off right now.
No, because yeah. It's not me saying it. So tell me one thing that I said that was a verbal assault that wasn't on social media.
Well, you're always saying, hey, white cracker lady, so there.
That's your name.
It is not my name.
Yes, it is. It's on your birth certificate.
It is not.
Well, it should be.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because that's your name.
It is not my name.
It is definitely your description.
Well, there's a difference between a description and a name.
And I've never called you a cracker lady.
Yeah, you have.
Not a lady. Because you're not ladylike.
Well, that I know.
She farted on me while I was on the couch, and it was loud.
When?
The other day.
No.
Yeah, it was all... And you just look at me. Like I should just accept it.
No, that didn't happen.
It did too happen.
No, it did not happen.
It did.
No.
Normally she's a silent attacker. But she decided to fucking get really vocal.
No.
Yes, she did.
No, because if you were next to me, I would have said something. Like if you were laying.
You do not.
I do too. Like if you're trying to lay on my lap, I tell you like, hey, you shouldn't lay there. And that, you do it anyway.
That's only sometimes. No. Most of the time you try to sneak out.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. Nope. You do it in the car, too.
No, I don't.
Whatever. She's lying.
I am not. You fart all the time. Like
that's none of your business.
It is too my business.
It's none of your business.
Oh, it is my business.
She was trying to tell me that she was going to keep track of my bowel movements, like a pie graph.
No, you said you wanted a pie graph and a bar graph.
She's been monitoring. Timing it. Looking under the door.
I don't look under the door. You
trying
can't look
to evaluate my relationship with the toilet.
You can't look under the door. I wouldn't want to do that because the smell would come out.
If the cat can put his arm under the door, you can look under the door.
No, I'm not going to look under you. No, I do not look under the door. That's the cat.
I go up there and I go to the bathroom and I hear you tiptoeing and creeping around the room trying to sneak up.
No, I don't do
that. It's a lie.
You are up there for like an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours.
Mind your business.
That is my business.
It is not your business.
It is too.
No.
You're my business.
Anyway. So what the fuck have you guys been doing other than crying and complaining on Facebook, reading conspiracy theories, listening to the news, and pretending like you have a good relationship with your kids?
They've been trying to act like they're productive members of society.
But look, you guys could take all the wonderful, cute pictures of your kids all you want.
We know they're heathens.
And we know that not only are they getting on your fucking nerves, but you are getting on their nerves. And just because you post this cute little picture of your kids and you in your arts and crafts pictures on Instagram or Facebook, that doesn't excuse the beating that you gave them a half hour later. Or the screaming fit that you guys had amongst each other shortly thereafter.
How many of you parents have become expert liars to your children at this point? Like, oh yes, it's pretty. I love it. Thank you for another drawing of I don't know what this is.
Oh, speaking of.
Children drawing vacuum cleaners that look like other things.
Yeah. Miss Julie. Ghost Julie. We're talking about you and your child's drawing of a vacuum cleaner. pull that up on the right-hand monitor. Go to Instagram. We have to show these people the said drawing. I'm pretty sure it's on Instagram.
I don't know. She was on Facebook.
Yeah, but she's on Instagram. Scroll down.
Over here?
Yeah, just scroll down. Hmm. Keep going. There it is. Now switch it over so they can see it.
That is a vacuum cleaner. In case anybody wanted to know.
So yes, this is a vacuum cleaner. That's not a normal Etch-A-Sketch. What is that?
It's like one of those ones that you use the little magnet stick on that you can...
A magnet stick?
Yeah, like a magnadoodle. That's what it's called.
Magnadoodle?
Yeah, you don't remember those?
No. I'm a grown fucking man.
They had them when we were kids. Those things are ancient toys. Do you want me to pull up what a magnadoodle is?
Sure.
Fine. I will pull up magnadoodle.
right hand monitor.
Yeah, yeah, shut up. I can't believe you don't remember what this toy is.
See, well, there's somebody on Facebook interrupting our podcast. Magnadoodle.
See?
Click on that. Wait, no, not the price ones. Images. Yeah, that one right there.
See, so it comes with like a little pencil that you use and you can draw stuff with. There are these other little magnet things. And then it has the thing down here at the bottom.
Oh, I saw one of those. Those are bullshit.
Yeah.
That's for fucking cheaters. That's a etch-a-sketch for cheaters.
It's a Magnadoodle.
That's fucking dog shit. Look who makes it. Crazy Art. It's not even a name brand company.
These things are, like I said, these are super old.
That's a piece of shit. Look at that drawing. Looks nothing like that vacuum cleaner. Those are all, like, computer drawn.
The kid probably only drew, like, the waves.
He didn't draw anything.
He probably drew this. That's what he drew, that kid did.
Yeah, so anyways, whatever. Fuck that toy. Have you noticed how there's no good toys nowadays?
Well, like what? Like G.I. Joe's?
Or? No, like back in the day, it was like all day long, there was like toy commercials.
Yeah, they don't have toy commercials.
And they would show you like the coolest RC cars that were out that were all pieces of shit or like the new G.I. Joe whatever.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore.
I must admit, I'm very disappointed in Barbie. I'm, you know, they're all like, oh, we're going to be inclusive and this Barbie's going to have like short hair or she's going to be gender fluid or this one's going to be in a wheelchair. Blah,
well, why blah, don't blah, you blah, switch blah. That camera when you start ranting and raving?
What if I don't want to? So shut up.
Do what you're told.
Fuck you.
They don't want to just look at me, stare at you.
They might.
She's still camera shy.
Yep.
Because she thinks she looks like a monkey.
Nope.
So anyways.
But either way.
Finish your rant.
But either way, I don't like the fact that they did that with Barbie dolls. I think they should have just left them the way they are. They're talking about, oh, it gives poor body image.
She doesn't even have a pussy.
Exactly. So, parents, you should be educating your kids that, hey, this is not a
This real is what person. You'll look like if you don't own a pussy.
Well, now, I don't know why, but back in the day, they would always make sure, like, Ken had fake underwear built in, but Barbie never had a fake bra. I don't know. Whatever. But I knew
Did as he a have a bulge?
I don't remember.
If you guys remember, did Ken have a bulge? Or was it just like...
I don't know. They gave him like, you know, cracks in their butt, so...
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with anything.
So...
Everybody poops. I think there's a book like called...
called Everybody that. Poops?
Yeah.
Probably. It's a children's book.
Yeah.
But still, they should have just left Barbie the way it was. And I don't know any adults nowadays that had, you know, identity issues because Barbie looked the way she did. I mean, fuck off.
Okay, so I got a question now that we've brought up the Everybody Poops book. When I was little, my mom used to take me to the library all the time, the public library. And she would go and look for her books, and I would just go into the kids section or the movie section or the magazine section and just try to find something. And normally I'd end up with, like, Garfield comics or car stuff or whatever stuff on castles and knights. But there was a little phase that I had for probably about a month where I discovered that they had sex videos for children.
You're finding kiddie porn at the library?
No, sex videos for children, not kiddie porn. I didn't say sex videos involving children. I said sex videos for children.
Well, discern between the two because they sound the same.
They don't sound the same. Well, one's a cartoon and there was no actual fornication and no, like, no actual children were involved in this target.
So it's like a sex ed cartoon?
Yes, for children. And I don't remember the names of these, but I don't know why my mom didn't stop me from renting these movies. Because if I remember correctly, I think I was in the third grade.
So that's when your sexual deviant behavior started.
I think I was in the third grade for the second time.
For the second. See? Yeah. Deviant behavior right away.
No, because the deviant behavior obviously took place in the third grade for the first time.
And that's why you had to repeat it for the second time.
No, because, well... Had nothing to do with the cartoon sex movies.
You're like the second person I know of that actually had to repeat a grade. Elementary school grade, yeah.
You know why they did it? Because I had a fucking learning disability, and they didn't know how to discern when somebody had a learning disability back then. They were just like, hey, he's fucked up.
You know what? Scotty had to repeat the second grade, but they called it junior second. That's what they called it.
What kind of gay shit is that?
I don't know, but that's what they did when he was in second grade.
And how did he have to repeat the second grade?
I don't know.
You were barely out of coloring books by the second grade. At least, like, when I was in third grade, the issues I had is with the reading and writing. It wasn't that I didn't know how to read or write, but I was failing all, like, the English stuff. It's not, what was it called? English. It was, what did they call it back in grade school?
Grammar?
No. Phonics. That's what they call
it.
How
do you fail phonics? That stuff was fun and it was super easy.
Because it just didn't make any fucking sense to people that have learning disabilities.
Did you have to listen to the record?
They did do that.
I remember that. We did that in second grade though.
They did it in the third grade for us, my second time. This is when the cartoon sex movies came out.
Oh.
So during this third grade, second time, I also stole somebody's cat.
You stole a cat?
Yeah.
Why did you steal a cat?
Because I was at school and we had just got an orange kitty. And
you got an orange cat at school?
Shut up. I'm telling a story.
Well, hurry up.
So we just got an orange kitty. It's the first time I ever owned a cat. Clearly, I wasn't very old, and a couple days later, there was an orange cat that looked just like it that was also a kitty that was roaming around the school, and I was like, oh my god, that's my cat. So I collected this cat and told the teacher it was mine, and I had to take it home. Well, at the end of the day, I took the cat home.
Well, where did you keep it?
In the classroom.
They let you keep the cat in the classroom?
Yes. Well, they weren't going to just let a third grader just go home in the middle of school to take a cat home.
Well, they weren't like, hey, call your mom?
No. So, they let me take the cat home. And I get home, and to my surprise, my cat was in the house. So, we have another cat. And my mom came home. She's like, where did this cat come from? And I had to explain to her that I found it at school and I thought it was ours.
You could have just came up with a wild story like, I don't know, our cat is multiplying. It got wet. It's yeah, like a gremlin.
Yeah, our cat got wet. No, that's when they turn into gremlins. They multiply when you feed them after midnight.
No, that's the other way around. No, they multiply when they get wet. And then if you feed them, then they turn into the actual gremlins.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, because remember in the movie he spills his paint water.
Yeah, and it starts bubbling up and popping things out. Yep.
Yeah, like a popple.
So, yeah, I could have done that. I was too young to think that way. Back then, I was just doing my best to not get thrown in jail or beat severely by my mom. Doing really ignorant shit. Yeah, we won't get into some of those laws that were broken as a child. So, anyway, I discovered that I stole somebody's cat. And at that point, there was no turning back, so we just kept it. But, yeah. That's what happened. So anyway.
You learned how to steal cats from watching kids' sex movies?
No, but it was kind of the same. Not kind of. It was the same time period. So back to the kids' sex movies. So this was a full-blown animation. And I was watching them and I guess I kind of learned something from it.
But like ultimately, what?
About sperm and eggs. You know, it's like sounds like breakfast.
Sperm and eggs. Green eggs and ham.
But ultimately, I just thought it was really entertaining because all the sperm spoke and they were swimming around and they were like cartoon characters. I guess if you were like trying to compare it to modern day cartoons, it'd be like something on the Cartoon Network in the middle of the night during Adult Swim.
Oh boy. Well, I guess it would be Adult Swim, huh?
Yeah. So. Yeah, that was my experience with those kind of movies, and that introduced me into pornography at an older age. So,
yeah, I just remember my parents letting me look at their Playboy and Playgirl magazines. My dad would be like, "Look at this one."
Your parents were horrible.
Yeah.
You're supposed to have a weird uncle that introduces you to porn, not your mom and dad.
No, my dad, he collected Playboy, so he'd always be like, especially, I remember the one with the brunette, like, twins in it, because they were, like, really short. So he's like, look, they're short, and they got into this and that. And I'm like, okay, yeah, thanks. And then my mom was showing me hers. And
they're trying to show you, look, I know you're short, but look, this short woman did something with herself. She spread her pussy for this magazine shoot.
Well, it was Playboy, so they weren't spreading a whole lot of anything. No,
wasn't Hustler.
No, Scotty's the one that had Hustlers, and we would put those on the dartboard and play darts, and so the bullseye would be their crotch. Or if you got a nipple shot, that was an extra score.
This is the person that I married.
And yeah, this is the person that he married.
This is the person that you all think is innocent and that I verbally abuse.
I am, and he does.
And I don't, because she is very, very malfunctioned.
Malfunctioned?
Yes.
Well, they can clearly hear that I had a very troubled childhood, that it wasn't my fault. I'm an innocent standbyer.
Innocent standbyer?
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit.
Nope.
She's lying.
I would never.
She lies all the time. She's lying to you right now.
I am not.
So, we're going to do our best to not snitch on Angela's past and move along.
What's there to snitch on?
That you're a skank.
Am not.
And that's why you got me kicked off of Facebook.
No, that was all you.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway.
See, so, how he tries to always blame me for all his shortcomings.
Mind your business. So, what have you guys been watching?
Besides porn.
Huh? Yeah, besides pornography. What have you guys been watching? What TV shows? Comment below. I don't want to hear about your news watching. I don't want to hear about your conspiracy watching. I don't want to hear about anything to do with any of that shit. What have you been watching as far as television shows?
Movies.
I don't want to hear about Tiger King because I'm not into fucking just horrendous white trash bullshit. So, yeah. What have you guys been watching? A couple shows that we've been watching. One is a very dumb sitcom type show on Netflix called Community, about these grown-ass adults at community college, which shockingly looks like a high school.
Yeah, because they have dances. So who has dances at a community college? Dances
and just kind of very high school-y behavior. But it's, if you're looking for something
stupid to watch,
you'll get a few laughs from, and doesn't have a storyline that you have to follow along with every episode. Definitely something to watch. We just started watching Waco. For if you guys don't know what that is, that's about Waco, Texas, when they had that religious cult. The feds went in and killed damn near every fucking buddy in that building.
76 people.
Kids and women and everybody.
20 kids.
So if you guys don't know anything about that, watch it. If you know something about it, watch it anyways. Pretty good.
Learn your histories.
It's not a documentary. It is like kind of a reenactment type thing.
Yeah, based on what happened. So one of the guys that survived wrote a book. So it's based off of his book and then based off a book that one of the FBI guys wrote accounting
the situation.
Yeah,
what happened. And it kind of goes into what's that other massacre, whatever, fuck up that the feds did.
The one in Idaho.
Yeah, the Ridgeway. What
Cherry Ridge or
I don't know.
Something like that.
Shortly before Waco, Texas, the feds overstepped their bounds again and fucking killed a woman and her kid while they were trying to go after some white supremacists. Ex-military white supremacists.
And it was for the same thing, a stupid, bogus gun charge.
Yeah, stupid, bogus gun charges. They were going after them and the feds just, like I said, just really overstepping their bounds and firing on people without any reason to escalate things to that level.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. It talks about that in the very beginning and then shows how it transitioned with a lot of those people that were involved in that were also involved in the Waco incident. So, check it out. I'm sure there's some Hollywood sensationalized bullshit going on in it, and I'm sure, 100% sure.
Oh, Ruby Ridge, that's what it's called.
Ruby Ridge, that's what it is. I'm sure there's some one-sided storytelling going on there as well. But it's good. Watch it. And what else?
Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh, yeah. Jay and Silent Bob reboot. If you're looking for some dumb humor laughs, especially if you've watched Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, go check it out on Amazon. That was okay. Now, it was definitely not as good as the first one.
No, not at all.
But it was good. And the twins. Rain Man twins.
Oh, yeah. Flo and Kay Lyman.
I think that's Netflix.
Something like that.
Netflix or Amazon. Doesn't matter. Search for it. Rain Man twins. It's a documentary.
Because they're autistic savants.
They're autistic savants. And if you don't know what that is, that's autistic people that are very smart. I know a lot of autistic people are really smart to begin with, but I'm talking about extreme levels of intelligence.
Yeah, they describe themselves as being human computers. They describe themselves as that.
Yeah. So, for instance, these two twin women, both of them are autistic savants. They are capable of telling you the day of the week. If you gave them a date and a year, like January 12th, 1929, they will tell you what day of the week that was on within a matter of seconds. They've memorized music from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, massive music library, memorizing what their favorite celebrities wore on their show on any particular date, documenting it, remembering it, and can recall it in a matter of seconds. Just, if you've seen the movie Rain Man, it's that kind of stuff. And it's as real as it gets. That wasn't just make-believe. There's people out there that do that. So, yeah, check it out. I thought it was pretty interesting. It reminded me of a conversation I was having with Angela about whether we were retarded and mentally handicapped people were not perfectly normal. So there was a conversation that we were having about Down syndrome kids in particular, or Down syndrome people. And I was like, what if there's nothing wrong with them? What if we're the ones that are fucked? I'm like, because Down syndrome people overall just seem like happier and simpler and happier than us. What if we're the ones that are fucked? And they've got it all figured out, and all of their heartaches come from, you know, the pressure we put on them.
Maybe.
So, anyway, random thought. Check out that movie. It's pretty good. Or documentary. And another one that I'm going to keep recommending to you guys is a movie with Ray Romano in it called Paddleton. Not Paddington, Paddleton. It is on Netflix, I'm pretty sure. Search for it. Good movie, but it's gonna fuck you up.
So if you want to cry like a little girl,
not necessarily cry, it's just gonna fuck you up. It makes mortality very real. You know, you just not just mortality, the mental side of our mortality and the fact that we're gonna die. And the process at which it happens, and the thought process, and the emotions that happen as it is happening, it makes it become very real. And they did a very good job of painting that picture, and it will leave you at the end of the movie just like, that was so fucked up. Not fucked up like, that was a horrible movie or a horrible topic. No. It leaves you like, that was fucked up, like, I didn't watch this movie to experience that. I didn't realize this was going to go like that. The movie's got some definite funny points in it, but it gets very real at the very end. It's, you know, I'm going to keep recommending that movie to people because it's not real popular. For some strange reason.
I wonder why.
Well, look. If you guys watch that movie and you say it sucks, then there's something wrong with you. It's a good movie. It really is a good movie. Like, look, Would you watch I Am Sam and say that movie sucked?
No, because I actually liked that movie.
But that was a fucked up movie.
Yeah. That movie made me very mad.
Yes. You know, so it's not like it's a bad movie. It's just it hits home on a very, very real level. And a lot of people will be like, well, that was not fucking cool. I can't believe this movie drugged me into those deep waters. So check it out. Paddleton, Ray Romano, and somebody else. I forget the guy's name. So what else are we talking about? We're going to get a guest in a couple weeks. I don't know who it's going to be. I'm really having a hard time with the Skype stuff, and I know you guys are seeing it. There's some glitching going on with the monitors and the cameras, and I've got to figure out what it is. Just kind of goes black. There's some glitching with the Skype. The audio starts peaking out of nowhere and then comes back down. And I got to figure out what that stuff's, you know, what's going on there. Plate's very, very full as far as the things I got to do, because we're both still working and we're getting into good weather times, even though we haven't had very many days that are good weather. So when we get good days, it's like, get outside, do everything that I needed to do, whether if it's yard work or like, I changed the mufflers on the car because they were all rusted out. And
we just want to go outside and see the sun because we haven't seen it in months.
Yeah. So there's just a lot going on, and that's partially at play when it comes to this episode, just being Angela and myself. The other part is I don't like doing the Skype because of the issues with Skype, and it's very impersonal, and I would rather have guests come here in the studio. I've got a couple of guests in mind that I want to bring in the near future. One of them, unfortunately, will have to be Skype because he's down in the city. And the other one,
I don't know, have you checked in on him? Is he still okay?
He's still okay. The other one, I have to think about. I'm not going to say who it is, but it's a, you know, it would be a conversation that weighs around motorsports and race and stuff like that. And it may be a little too soon to have that podcast. We'll see. So, then I've got some others in mind, but they're definitely further out there. So stay tuned. You'll figure out what that is.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. That reminded me of that Burger King, that Down Syndrome Burger King video.
What Burger King?
It was like a Christmas song. You remember that?
No. You say I watch too much TV.
No, this wasn't on TV. This was on early days of the internet. It was, what's that song?
Hark How the Bells?
Yeah, whatever that's called. There was a photograph of a Down syndrome guy working at Burger King, and somebody voiced over this photograph. I think they had the video where his mouth was moving, but they were singing the song with that same, what do they call that?
Hark How the Bells?
No, like cadence.
Oh.
Singing it with the same cadence, the same background music and everything, but it was all Burger King related. Like burning yourself on the fryer grease and stuff like that.
I definitely do not remember that.
Search for it. Not you, Angela. Search for it. Burger King Christmas song. And you'll probably find it. It's pretty childish.
Like the singing penis?
No, well, it's childish on that level, but, you know, it's totally, other than it being handicap insensitive, it's pretty funny. So we talked about people being hypersensitive, right?
Oh yes, but we can never yell at them enough not to be so damn sensitive.
Yeah, I'm gonna chime in a little bit more on that. Stop fucking up my good time. Seriously. Jesus Christ. Stop fucking up my good time and everybody else's good time. If something is being said or posted on the internet or whatever it is with the intention on just being lighthearted, ignorant, fun.
Mind your business.
Mind your business if you can't handle it. Seriously. I can't even begin to express my frustration with that dumb ass shit. I'm like, if somebody says something completely fucked up to their friends, it doesn't matter how racist it is. It doesn't matter how ignorant it is when it comes to maybe sexist or doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It is not meant to be malicious. It's meant to be just a kind of a game, really.
Yeah.
Who's going to say the most outlandish shit to each other before somebody gets offended?
And if nobody gets offended, then we just keep escalating
it until all of us collectively have tougher skin. And it is not meant to hurt anybody's feelings. It's just meant to be fun. And if you can't handle that kind of humor, get your shit together.
Then we're not friends.
We're not friends. Get your shit together. No, seriously though, get your shit together. Because you're ruining smiles.
Isles of Smiles?
I don't know.
Like Jerry Lewis?
Is that... You're fucking horrible.
What?
Are you making fun of handicapped people?
You remember those? They had them in the stores all the time. They're talking about Isles of Smiles. And there was like a Jerry Lewis thing. You remember that?
No.
They would have them at the grocery store.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think she's being insensitive.
I'm not.
I think you guys should report her.
I'm not being malicious in any way. I'm trying to drum up some donations for Jerry Lewis's kids.
I don't even think they do that anymore. Do they?
I don't know. Isn't Jerry Lewis dead?
Yeah, but do they still do the...
Jerry Lewis telethon?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do they do telethons at all anymore?
I don't know. Is that charity still in existence?
I don't know. Let's find out.
What is that charity called?
Isles of Smiles?
No.
I don't know. It's just called Jerry Lewis's Kids.
No.
Yeah, it was.
That was like a televised thing, but there was an actual...
Oh, it was the Jerry Lewis MDA Labor Day Telethon. That's what it was.
Yeah, but what is the thing that they're raising money for? What's the illness?
MDA.
What's that? Muscular dystrophy?
Yes, Muscular Dystrophy Association.
Muscular dystrophy.
That was back in the 50s when that started.
That sounds like a workout.
What, muscular dystrophy?
Yeah. It sounds like something stay-at-home moms would sign up for so they could do it after their husbands get home so they could watch the kids. They could have some me time at the gym doing muscular dystrophy.
Well, now me time at the gym is them in the bathroom.
Pretending to work out?
I don't know. Lifting a mop, I guess.
You are really, really getting into Bill Burr territory here, Mrs. Insensitive.
What? Sorry that just because I'm a female doesn't mean I'm necessarily on the female side. Sorry.
She's a lesbian.
Liar. You would like that, wouldn't you?
It depends.
Depends on what?
If she's hot and you were sharing.
Well, sharing is caring.
Okay.
Okay, I'm glad we agree. That goes for you too.
Huh?
I said that goes for you too.
What does?
That if she's hot and you're sharing.
Then I can do some nasty time with her?
If she's hot and you're sharing.
Oh, sweet. You guys all heard it. You guys all heard it. So if there is any skank ass hot hoes, slide into my DMs.
Slide in, huh?
Slide in. Like a snail.
Like a snail.
Yeah. With no underwear on.
What if they're crotchless?
I don't know if you can slide in crotchless underwear.
To some extent, you probably could.
You probably get caught on the fabric that goes around the crotch, and you kind of cause like a...
Like a speed bump?
No, like a car that's getting to a stop, but the tires are bouncing.
Like a serrated edge.
Yeah, like trying to, you know, when dirt roads get all washboarded out,
right?
And you're trying to slow down for the stop sign, you're all. That's probably what will happen if somebody tries to slide into my DMs with some crotchless underwear.
Well, tell them to try it and find out.
Yeah. It better be women, DJ.
Or Brandon, stay away.
Or Samson.
Yeah. They have to pay extra.
You guys start sending me fucking pictures of you in your crotchless underwear. I'm fucking slapping you.
They want to play touch. They can't wait till the quarantine's over so they can play touch butt with you in the park.
Touch tips.
Yep. Sword fighting.
That's disgusting.
It'll be like Dungeons and Dragons in the park.
All I got to say is that it's very hard to sexually harass Joe at work with this quarantine thing.
Why? Because you have to, you know, 6 feet apart?
Yeah. You have to sneak attack.
Sorry. Well, if everybody's wearing a mask, it's like Halloween every day. Just walk up to them with your junk out and be like
that wasn't me. You didn't even see me. I was wearing a mask and so was everybody else. You don't know if it was really me.
Well, you're the big brown guy, so unless you cover up like all your brown parts.
I'm waiting for all of you motherfuckers to start robbing places. Because that's going to get rid of the mask issue immediately.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you. Wait until somebody shows up at a bank with a ski mask. Well, the banks
are closed. They can't go inside to a bank right now.
They can rob that. You just got to be creative.
You can rob like a Circle K right now. You could get away with all kinds of beer.
You can get away with some cash, too. You can go to a grocery store as well.
Yeah, I'm surprised more people
aren't robbing liquor. Not Walmart because they don't have a cash register because they don't have employees working the cash register.
You could rob a liquor store right now. I'm pretty sure they got lots of cash right now.
They probably got guns, too. Let's be honest.
Well, no. Normally, they only have one person working at a liquor store, so you probably have really good luck if you wanted to do that.
So I was listening to Theo Vaughn's podcast. He had this gun store owner, or not owner, but salesman on his podcast. And he asked him if he's, you know, ever heard of somebody trying to rob a gun store. And the guy was like, no. And it just seemed like a very stupid thing to ask. But I actually know somebody that was involved in a gun store robbery.
Who was that?
His name was Lamont.
And when was this?
Now, this wasn't his fault. He was hanging out with somebody. There was some drugs involved. And I don't know the whole story, but he went into this drug or gun store with this guy. I think he was going in there with the intent, or the said intent, was to try to sell his gun. And while they were in the store together, this guy decided that he wasn't going there to sell the gun. He was going in there to rob this place, which resulted in, you know, this is my brother's friend, Lamont, getting shot in the back by the store owner.
Robbing a gun store just doesn't sound like a wise thing to do. I mean, robbing anybody doesn't sound like a wise thing to do.
Clearly not the best of ideas in the world, but he didn't go into that store with the intent on robbing it. He went in there with this person that was supposed to be selling a gun in the store, not robbing it, and then that person ended up robbing it. And because he was associated with him, it buck and turned into him getting shot in the back as they were running out of the store.
Well, it sucks for that guy.
It does. I don't ever know what happened to the guy that was actually doing the robbing, but Lamont ended up getting, well, I don't know the full scale of it, but he didn't really get any jail time he probably went to jail during it initially, but he didn't get sentenced to any jail time. And then there was also, I believe, a lawsuit that was filed because they couldn't identify him as being the robber because he wasn't actually doing the robbing and he got shot. So
did he do any suing for getting shot?
I haven't talked to him in years. The last time I talked to him, that was under consideration. He just got out of the hospital and stuff like that, and so I'm not sure what the end result with that is. I don't even know if my brother's talked to that guy in forever and ever and ever. We were security guards together.
There goes that career.
Yeah, we were security guards together when I was pretty young, and we weren't like watching for crime. We were watching down power lines, making sure that nobody would get close to them and hurt themselves. Not like down, like they fell down, but like they were doing maintenance and just had power lines running across the ground and then going up to the pole. So they just didn't want anybody fucking around by them. So we were watching those, or supposed to be watching those, and it was the most boring fucking job on the face of the earth.
Sounds like it.
You couldn't have any radios. You couldn't have any portable TV. This is pre-good cell phones. And even if you could afford to have a shitty old cell phone, you weren't allowed to be sitting there on your phone either. And you just had to sit there. You could have a book, and that was it. For hours. 12 hours, to be exact. In the middle of the night. So, one of these days that I was working with Lamont at this particular location that was in a very, 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 very rich neighborhood. Private community, golf courses in the neighborhood. You know, multi-million-dollar homes all around. Nobody's going to be going around these power lines. We got really bored. Went for a cruise. Yes, we just left. Came back, fucked up the greens on the golf course, throwing rocks all over it, just trying to not fall asleep. And then eventually, the next day, it was really, really boring, and I fell asleep.
Well, speaking of golf courses, did you hear that because of the quarantine that a lot of people are traveling to Arizona just to go play golf because the golf courses are open there?
Yeah, I'm sure there's another subject that we'll talk about that. But hold on. So anyway, this particular situation, I was like, we communicated with each other and we're both like, look, we'll take shifts on going to sleep because this is bullshit. You know, so you keep watch for the boss coming by. You go take a nap for whatever, an hour, and then we'll switch it up. Well, I fucking pass out hard. Not like a light nap, like completely fucking asleep. And the boss showed up and apparently he's yelling towards me to wake me up and I don't wake up. The boss shows up and tries to wake me up and I don't wake up. Then the boss takes a second attempt at waking me up and I wake up quick, immediately. And he's like, are you sleeping? I was like, nope. So, needless to say, I went home. And that was the end of that job.
Shame, shame. I don't know why anybody would sign up to be a security guard.
At that point in time, I had quite a bit of money in my bank account that was dwindling away, and I wasn't very responsible. So I was like, somebody offered me the job, and I just took it because it was easy to get. I didn't have to go apply for it.
I was wondering why my mom decided to be a security guard, because she would guard at the car dealerships. Mm-hmm. And she would just sit there and do like puzzles all night.
Yeah.
And she would just sit there, or then she would like walk around the lot and make sure nobody was messing with the cars.
Yeah. So anyways, back to this golf course situation. So I was thinking about something. Racetracks and stuff like that are closed down, at least here in New York.
Except for that one guy.
He's not in New York. He's in Ohio. So I saw some photographs of somebody winning a sprint car race in South Dakota just the other day, Saturday. And immediately I was thinking, holy shit, this is going to be enormous for these racetracks that are still able to be in operation, because race car drivers will travel to go race, especially if they think most, if not all, of their season is going to shit. And if there's no points fund at the end of the season, which a lot of racing associations have already declared that there's not going to be that, then you could just race wherever the fuck you want to. So I was thinking on Saturday when I saw that, I was like, holy shit, man. The car count at that place has got to be insane.
Was it?
I don't know. But I was just thinking about that. I was like, there's going to be some people really capitalizing that actually can keep those type of events open.
We'll see what happens with that guy's track in Ohio.
I don't know if we'll ever hear anything about it. I posted that because I wanted to try to keep track of it, but I haven't. So somebody, for those that not in the know, there's a owner of a drag strip in Ohio that basically told the state, fuck you, I'm opening. There's nothing you can do about it. And I know some of you guys may be sitting back thinking, that's terrible, they shouldn't be doing that, blah, 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 blah. I get that we have a coronavirus issue. I get it. You don't need to beat everybody over the head with that. But I also get that people are doing everything in their power to not lose everything that they worked for. And there has to be a balance. There has to be some solution other than fuck you. Mm-hmm. You know, so until we figure out a way to make things work for everybody, there's going to be a lot of crying and complaining on both ends, and there's going to be people that don't obey by the laws because they're doing everything they can to stay open and to keep from running their businesses and into the ground by no fault of their own.
Yeah.
So, not going to argue with anybody about it. That's what's happening, and you all see it, and our opinions about it are neither here nor there because it doesn't really matter. It only matters to the people that are actually having the sack to step up and say, nope, I'm opening up, whether they like it or not. Yeah. And it only applies to the people that are willing to actually go participate and support that business. So that's that.
I wish Chinese food would open.
God damn, I wish Chinese buffets would open.
I wish just any Chinese food place would open.
I know really that there's Chinese food places open. I know some of you guys could be like, oh, there's this one, this one, this one's open. But the Chinese food places down the road is closed. And it sucks. So the next closest Chinese food place to us is very far away. And the Chinese grocery store where I got my 50-pound bag of rice during the rice shortage is not open either.
Are you sure? Because last time I knew, they were only admitting one person at a time in the store.
Well, when I drove through there, there was nobody there. And it was during the day. So.
That's a shame.
Yeah. So if they have some very strange hours or very strange whatever going on, it's definitely not good for them. And it's definitely not good for people that want to go shop there. And it kind of sucks.
So. We fully support the Asian community. Open back up, please.
Yeah. I like Chinese food. I like Asian products.
They have the best snacks.
I like ethnic products of any nature, and that doesn't mean that I'm unpatriotic. It just means that I like what I like, and yep, that's fucking all that matters. So.
I did recently hear that there's some folks that we know that have never tried enchiladas before until recently, which is very hard to believe.
There's a lot of people up here that don't know what good food is.
True.
Lots of you.
Yes.
I've taken the advice of many, many, many people in upstate New York on where to go eat.
Try this place. Yeah.
You said. This place is really, really good. And I go there and I'm like, oh.
No, it's not.
Yeah, this is not good. So if you want to take the risk of letting us know that you guys don't cook very well, recommend a place for us to go eat that tastes good, according to you.
Yes.
And if we go there and it's not very good, you'll know because I won't tell you, hey, that was really good. Thank you for the the recommendation.
It's the same thing with like bakeries out here. We had some people donate some cupcakes to my work. And they're like, oh, these are so nice and they're so good. I tried one. I'm like, and when they turned around, I spit them out. I was like, these are gross. The frosting tastes like plastic, and the cake is really heavy and thick. And I'm like, yeah, these are gross. I'm not eating these ever again.
So anyway, I think we've been going long enough on this podcast. It's just us solo, so we're not going to go rambling on for too much longer. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you for all the support. And like I said, bear with us. You guys know the situation. We're all dealing with it. I'm going to get some guests in, and if not, then maybe for the next episode. If not, then maybe I'll talk to Julie and see if she wants to come in. Maybe we can bring in my cousin Mike.
And, maybe we do it at the same time.
Do it at the same time.
Yeah, we'll have a big orgy four-way.
That's disgusting, you skanky ass.
No.
I told. See, I'm getting kicked off of Facebook for things that are true.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No.
You're white and you're skanky.
Only one of those things is true.
You can't convince me that you're not white.
That's the only thing that's true.
You're a liar.
Stupid.
You're a liar.
I'm not.
Anyways, I've got to go take a shit.
Thanks for the warning.
And it's like, it's probably going to be a situation where I have to pause on the way to the bathroom to let the cramp go away.
This will be the first of the charting process.
Of the charting?
Mm-hmm.
Will you monitor my bowels?
Yep.
Monitor my bowel movements?
Yep.
So anyways, expect a guest next time around, and hope you guys still enjoyed this one. If you didn't, then too you're bad. Probably not listening at this point. So, you know, whatever. Anyways, talk to you guys later. Like always, subscribe, comment, like if you're on YouTube. If you're on Facebook, tag a friend in it. That's probably the most beneficial thing that you can do for us. Sharing doesn't seem to go anywhere right now. Looks like nobody's seeing the shares. So if you just tag a friend in the comments that you think would enjoy the podcast, that would be awesome. And what else could you do?
Join the group if you're not already in it.
Yeah, join the 63 Podcast group. If you want to listen to the audio versions, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, what's the other one? Spotify. There's other ones that are still, it's popping up on. I don't know what they are.
Just Google it. You'll find it somewhere.
Yeah, Google it. You'll eventually find it. We're still not terribly good ranked right now, but we do come up. And Simplecast, that's who hosts our podcast, our audio version. So you can find us on there as well. And yeah, that's it. Follow us on Instagram. Bye.
Bye.